Dennis, after the high of Monday, it's Staley Bridge today. What sort of game are you expecting?
Well, a real competitive one, you know, because Staley Bridge have been a really rich vein of form since the new manager came in. But we've just got to keep our belief and hopefully get the first goal. If we do that, I think we'll win it.
Any changes to your side today from Monday?
Yeah, well, Nicky Walker will come in and Scholesy will drop to the bench.
And what prompted that change?
Well, just to give us more of a balance. You know, Scholesy's filled in out there, out wide in the last couple of games because Sheridan's been injured. Nicky Walker's just coming back from an injury. So, but we're just a little bit unbalanced there because Scholes obviously right-footed, he's out on the left side. So we want more productivity from the left-hand side. And Nicky is obviously a winger and Kane the other side. So it just gives us more balance to the team rather than, you know, Scholesy just filling in there.
And as you were saying, it's a tricky fixture because you're playing a side that's, you know, in a relegation battle, but they've hit form at just the right time and they look like they could get safe.
Yeah, I mean, so that could be good or bad because, yes, they're in good form, but they're not as desperate for the points as they were last week. And if I was a manager of Staley Bridge, you'll look at the games you've got and what ones you think you can win and get your points from, because the position they're in, one more win should see them safe, and they've got four games. So if they went all out today to try and get those points, they might get one or two injuries. They still might not get the points. So I can see Staley Bridge really trying to go for a draw today, and that would be a good result for them. And if that was the way it turned out, it might end up being a massive point for us. So, you know, the most important thing is not to lose. We're away from home. No away games are easy. But we're here to win it, for sure, because we want to try and cement our place today, because it only takes Oxford and Tamworth to draw a football match and no one can catch us. So today we could cement it. But whatever points we get, we'll take us another step closer.
Yeah, is there any extra pressure on your side now? Because it's kind of the playoff place is yours to lose, isn't it?
I don't think so, because we've given ourselves room. What I mean by that is I honestly feel that we've only got to win one football match, because realistically Tamworth going to Barrow, when Barrow need those 3 points or potentially winning the league on that day, I think that's going to be a big ask for Tamworth with the form they're in to go and win that. And then the Oxford, the only other team that can stop us, they've got Guernsey last game of the season, so if they win that, they're pushing Guernsey further away. So that match there, it sort of doesn't matter who wins, because the other one's suffering. You know, Guernsey have still got Chorley and they've still got North Ferriby, so, you know, Guernsey's in a position where, and Bradford Park Avenue away today, if I was there, I'd be thinking I'm on the back of two defeats, 6 points out of these four games would be a big ask. So, and we're a point in front, so that would still only leave us 5 points potentially to be in front of Guernsey. So we're in a strong position, so I don't think the nerves are there now. If we had to win all three, yes, it's nervous, but we haven't got to win all three. We can afford a slip up because of the run that we've been on, but this just hopes not today. We want to continue.
Will you be keeping an eye on events at Tamworth?
I'll have a look at half time, see what the result is, but like I say, we're not under that same pressure as last year where we had to win against North Ferriby to have any chance of keeping our dream alive. But that's not the case today. You know, whatever the result is today, it goes to the last game of the season for us regardless. Even if we lost a lot next two, it goes to the last game of the season, so there's not that the amount of pressure it should be, because we have got that little bit of leeway, but we've got to make sure we don't bring that leeway closer together. So we want to get the win today, because ideally we want to prepare for the playoffs properly, and that is being able to have selections accordingly rather than being forced on you because you need points.
And just finally, I think you're expecting about 200 Boston fans here today, and it'd be great if they could create the atmosphere they created on last Saturday at Oxford. It was a great following there as well.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. You know, they're creating a great buzz home and away, so I'm sure they'll be here today in numbers, because, you know, they'll know the same as us that potentially we could secure a playoff spot today. So it's vital for us that they turn up, and I'm sure they will, and I'm sure they'll be singing as usual.
Good luck.
Thanks, mate.